Coming up this Sunday, it's the 8th annual Fargo-Moorhead Out of the Darkness Community Walk. Now, it's going to be going on at Fargo's Lindenwood Park Rotary Shelter beginning at 2 o'clock. Check-in starting at 1 o'clock. And Brenda Weiler here with us. Brenda, for people who might be unfamiliar with the Out of the Darkness Walk, what is this all about?
This is an event that's been going on for the past 8 years in the Fargo-Moorhead community. My family actually started the event in coordination with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is what the walk benefits. All the proceeds go to that foundation. And we began it about a year, almost exactly a year after we lost my sister to suicide in 2006.
I think one of the amazing things about this walk, typically when it comes to topics like suicide, a lot of people don't talk about it, which can be very unfortunate. You guys went the exact opposite route and decided, you know what, we've got to reach out to the community on this issue.
Yeah, you know, and I really credit my parents for taking the lead on that. It was pretty immediate after she passed away that they really stood up and just within our family said, you know, we're not going to be ashamed of this. This is nothing to be ashamed of. You know, she suffered from depression and anxiety and unfortunately died by suicide. And it's a much more prevalent problem in our community and across the nation, really around the world, actually, that needs to be talked about. People won't get the help they need if we can't talk about this issue.
Well, and I think one of the amazing things, you know, just in talking to you guys as well, is just how big of a cause of death for our young people that suicide is.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, it's the second leading cause of death for teens and young adults. So it really does affect that particular age group to a great degree. And, you know, AFSP works, you know, to develop programs, and that's where a lot of the money from the walks come in to develop and research to find ways to help young people get through that, whether it's to get them into counseling, to get them treatment. You know, we recently implemented, it's called the ISP, the Interactive Screening Program. And we have it now at NDSU, at UND, and three schools now out in the west part of the state. And it's a great program. It's a way to screen college kids and get them the help they need. The North Dakota chapter, we actually started a year after our first walk, intentionally so that we could use the money that we were raising. You know, and a lot of that money goes towards research on the national level, which is very important. And that's a huge part of what AFSP does now, and it's crucial. But half that money stays in our community, and it goes towards education, awareness programs. Like I said, the ISP program, survivor support. We run support groups for adults and for teens. We have a new survivor outreach program where we actually go into the homes of families who have just recently lost someone and give them resources and support from other survivors. So we really try and, you know, sort of hit it on all fronts as far as the issue, and it is really community-based.
So for people who are interested in being a part of the walk, how can they help out?
Well, I would say to visit our website, to start there, afsp.org, also outofthedarkness.org. You can go there and register for the walk. You know, help us to donate money. You can very easily do that online, everything online actually now. You can come and volunteer for the walk. You can volunteer just within our chapter. We have year-round opportunities for people who want to help.
One thing that's important, unfortunately, every year, it seems like in this area, we do lose someone to suicide. What are some of the warning signs for people?
I think one of the main things to look out for is watching language that someone is using. So if they're talking a lot about feeling hopeless, feeling ashamed, feeling like they're a burden to the people in their life, watching their physical appearance, if they seem sad, if they seem depressed, if physically they're just sort of, you know, seem sunken a little bit. Anxiety levels, you know, if those raise, or if you see that they're more depressed, if they're missing work, if they're not as social as they used to be, you know, things that they used to find joy in, they're not enjoying anymore. Obviously, increased alcohol use, drug abuse, things like that. And if they talk about suicide specifically, or talk about having a plan, or just talking about wanting to die, or anything along those lines, those are all warning signs that that person needs some help.
I think one thing that's tough about this is people hear the word suicide and automatically think, well, that has nothing to do with me.
I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that. Unfortunately, there's another word that a lot of people don't realize comes before all this, and it's a huge problem for everyone, and that's something as simple as depression.
Mm-hmm. You know, 90% of those who die by suicide have a diagnosable psychiatric illness at the time of their death, most often depression. And that's what a lot of what AFSP does is to try and get to the root of the problem, and in most cases, it is depression or some mental illness. And that, too, there's a stigma around depression even still, and we need to break through that. And talking about it, I feel, is really the first step towards that.
One of the amazing things about the walk is it's kind of dual purpose. It's mourning those that we've lost, but it's also about celebrating the lives of those people and them being with us.
Right, exactly. And I think especially for survivors who have lost someone to suicide, you know, to turn the perspective that so that it's not, you know, you're celebrating the people that you lost and it's not about how they died. It's about how they lived, just as you would celebrate anybody who passed away in your life that you cared about, and breaking through that stigma and not being ashamed or embarrassed about the situation and what happened. It's really more about empowering survivors, bringing them together in this event, and then being active and actually raising money for the cause. And I think that that can really help people, those who are survivors and those who struggle with depression. I think it can be empowering.
And for those who are interested in attending, what are all the details for the walk again?
So it's this Sunday, September 22nd. It's at Lindenwood Park in Fargo. Around 1 p.m. we begin our registration. So if you don't register online in advance, you can always come the day of. And 2 p.m. the walk starts. And then it takes about maybe an hour, hour and a half walking together, approximately 3 miles. And then we go back to the shelter and have sort of a closing ceremony.
And as well, for anybody who's looking for information on AFSP and all the programs they have here in North Dakota, where can they go?
I would go to the website, which is afsp.org, and then outofthedarkness.org.